Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Another episode of She Thinks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what you just bought and what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm losing my mind and my voice. I actually kind of like love the way my voice sounds right now, but I have lost my voice and but not my will to record. So I'm joined today by Kelsey McKinney. She's the author of God Spare the Girls. She's the co-founder of the sports and culture website, defector.com. I'm a fan, and she's the host of the podcast. And if you're not listening to this podcast, you really need to, because it is chef's kiss, so perfect. Normal Gossip. Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Long time, first time, thrilled to be here.
I love your husky voice.
I think it's very, very fun.
1-900 G-Thanks. I really feel like if I could pivot this podcast into some sort of like sex work, now is the
time.
You'd
be rich.
Yeah, exactly. Now is the absolute time. Another thing I want to mention, that it's not in your bio, but if you guys watched the Hillsong documentary, Kelsey is a very prominent figurehead, gets a talking head in this documentary. I personally loved it, though I have some complaints.
Please.
I
can't fix them, so
I know,
blame on me.
I just want to put it out there. I just wanted there to be more focus on – no, less focus on, like, the cool sneakers priest and more focused about – sex predator grooming priest.
Yes.
That's just me.
Yes. It's but, almost like that's more of a problem.
Yes.
Almost. It's almost like that.
Yeah. It's almost like the sneaker budget, while weird and maybe not where my money would go, does not really affect me. Whereas the idea of an entire institution held up by,
a bunch of predators.
A bunch of predators. And hush money feels more
yikes
to me. But you know what? I'll just email. I'll send an email to Paramount or wherever I watched Discovery. That's where I watched it. That was so much fun. Now, you were involved with that because of the content of your book, your upbringing. Do you want to give us a little blurb about God Spare the Girls?
Yeah. So I was involved in that documentary because I had reported a piece on Hillsong years ago for Fader, which I think is maybe now dead. I can't remember. Rest in peace to the Fader, or maybe not. And then at the same time I was working on that story, I was also in the midst of working on my first novel. And so it like kind of fed into my research for that. So God Spare the Girls is my first novel. It is about two sisters whose dad is a major evangelical preacher who has a big secret that is about to ruin their lives. Fits in perfectly with Hillsong. And it's been kind of funny because when you have a first book, you work on it forever, right? And so I was working on this for years, just like with my Google alert for evangelical pastor affair, having a real fun time online. And since it came out, everyone's like, oh my God, so prescient. Like, oh, all these guys are, I'm like, yeah, it's happening constantly.
Yeah, like, you're like, have you seen the movie Spotlight? This is
exactly.
This is not like a new thing, sadly.
Yeah, it's not a special Catholic problem to have people who take advantage of powerful positions. Yeah.
So as a lapsed Catholic, I will say we do kind of wish it was a special Catholic problem.
Yeah.
Because we love to be important. Your book was so good. Now it's been out for
almost a
year.
Yeah, it's wild. The paperback is coming out soon. My life has been so hectic that I completely forgot about it. But apparently it's coming out next month. So if you like to, you know, break the backbone of a book or, you know, throw it into the ocean, may I recommend my book? It's extremely good at holding beers up on the beach. So consider it.
Yeah. As good of an advertisement as any, really. It's a great read. I read it last summer. I loved it. I love like, you know, a true crime, a religious secret. So I was very, very into it. I feel like there's a big audience for that in the G Thanks audience as well.
We love drama in this family.
Yeah, we love drama.
Can't get enough of it.
We love drama, but we don't like start drama. Like when we just want this to be a drama-free summer, but we love drama, you know, tangential parallel drama.
Exactly.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. I feel like this has been a long time coming. And I know that you had a million recs and you were thinking of different things and you had lists and then you made addendums to those lists. I think we settled on
two. Oh my God, yeah, classic me. I bought way too much between the time I agreed to come on.
Well, look, like you're in good company, but one of the things that you brought that I know that I want to jump right into is that you sent me a link for these slouchy, straight, ecru wash, workwear jean overalls for women from Old Navy. And I said, say no more, because I am a big Old Navy stan. I have a lot of Old Navy overalls. I do not think I have this specific
it's
style.
Not too late.
I see that they're really, really cute. What led you to this pair of overalls?
So I am like a very annoying friend in that if you post something on Instagram that I want, I'm like, hello, drop the link. Like where buy this? Which is why I love this pod, because everything has a link that I can buy.
Yes.
My friend Lauren bought these. And Lauren has like a rather different body type than me, but I could tell in her wearing them that I was like, oh, these are going to look great on me, because what I want in the summer is something that is big and has a lot of pockets and is like breezy. And overalls are perfect for this, because if you just buy them one size big, then you've just got tons of pockets and lots of air room.
Yeah.
And so I was like, excellent.
And the suspenders of an overall literally means that you can buy them super baggy because they're not going to fall off because they're overalls. I know.
So I have a pair of overalls that I've had forever that are like 1990s Calvin Klein overalls that I love. And they're like starting to die. And so when I saw these, I was like, oh my God, perfect. So I bought them. They have a little bit of a like, I'm a house painter vibe to them.
Sure.
But I think that that's kind of fun. And they're great for projects. And I like them. I recommend.
I love project pants. Old Navy has such good stuff.
Dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Like there's always a sale. And there's so many good things. I think like a thing that I'm most proud of is that so much of my wardrobe is Old Navy, especially like so many of my like plain items. So I've started doing like a Nuuly clothing rental thing for like, for like just stuff that's like expensive and not things you can wear like every day. So I fill my closet with like white t-shirts and like linen pants and like things that are sort of like everyday, every sort of activity clothing. And then I've started to just rent out like fun, like trendy things that I'm like, I want to try this, but I don't want to get like $500 invested in this crochet, like muumuu, but like I'll rent it and like see how it works. So Old Navy is really where I go for like a lot of the sort of like basics. And I am very proud that most of the time when people are like, oh my God, I love whatever you have on, like where is it from? And I say Old Navy, and they're like, oh, you always find the best stuff at Old Navy. And I'm like, yeah,
yes,
I know. And these overalls are like totally exactly an add to cart for me.
I don't know if they're still on sale. I worked at The Gap when I was in high school and early college. And something I learned while working at The Gap is that you should never, ever, ever buy anything full price at any Gap store,
yes,
including Old Navy and Banana Republic. And I think I got these for $30 with the whatever sale my like little coupon app had attached to it.
Yeah, right now I'm looking at the link right now, and as at the time of this recording, they're $55, and then there's a 30% off with a code. And I'm sure by the time this episode airs, there will be another code. I always say the same thing. I'm like, do not buy full price. Like, you're crazy. Yes. And also it's fast fashion in a way that like there isn't really a limited, they will always restock, you know, there's not a limited number of items.
These have a ton of sizes, but they also come in tall and petite, which I recommend because then you can be like, oh, my friend who's tall, you could also have these cool overalls and then we could all look like middle school art teachers together. And that is beautiful.
Yeah. I love my Old Navy overalls. I have them in like a few different washes. Mm-hmm. I do need to add this one to my closet. Now, do you find that sizing up one really does the trick?
Okay. So this is like maybe the stupidest realization I've ever had in my life, but I think that you and this podcast will appreciate it. So during the pandemic, I was like, I do not – well, my size changed a lot during the pandemic, as many people's did. But I was also like – I just was like, I can't understand how all of these people are always looking so like cozy, like their clothes look so baggy on them. I was like, I'm always ordering my size and it never looks baggy. And then one day I had this realization where I was like, oh shit, you can just buy a bigger size. Like the way that Billie Eilish's shirts look big is not that she's having special shirts made. It's that she's just buying bigger shirts, which is like a very simple thing to learn, but has really been life-changing for me. And so when I went to buy these, I used the measurement guide. And I went one size up. And it was, I think the good thing about Old Navy clothes is they kind of stretch. So like, I wouldn't recommend going too many sizes up because then you'll just be like swarming. But I went one size up and then after two wears, they were like very baggy and had lots of like airflow and I felt great about it.
I love that. Yeah. I am very into like sizing up, especially in overalls, like we said, because they will not fall down. I'm also not against getting a inexpensive piece of clothing from Old Navy tailored.
Why not?
I know. And I think a lot of people don't really think about getting something that costs you $30 tailored. But everything, and I've said this a million times and I'll say it again, it's like once you tailor something to fit you, it opens up. It also like really helps you combat this idea that there's like something weird and wrong about your body just because this like kind of arbitrary size doesn't fit you, or like you go into one store and you're like, I know my size, and then that's like not your size.
Not it.
Getting clothing tailored to you is like life-changing. And I imagine, because I have a big butt, so I'm like thinking, I'm like, maybe I would go two sizes up for the really baggy pants and then narrow the waist. Because their overalls, literally all they need to do is like, I mean, I don't know, I'm not a tailor, but I would imagine just like put another button a little bit farther away and then we can just like tuck in the fabric.
It's easy.
But those things cost, I don't know, $25, $30, like double the cost of what you pay. And then you actually have a piece of clothing that you're like, this fits me exactly the way that I want it to fit.
But one thing I will say about Gap products in general is like they are fast fashion, but you can wear the hell out of them, right? Like I have some Gap stuff that I've worn for 10 years that's still in like a decent condition. So you might as well pay for it to get tailored. You might as well have it fit you.
Totally.
And feel confident and good and wear your little crop top.
Wear your little crop top. I know. And then like having like a real baggy overall like lets you combat that with like, I don't know, I would wear like a cami under it or like a bra, like I don't know, because then you're like, oh yeah, my pants are baggy but my shirt is tight. You can really go in like a lot of different directions, but I love the idea of having them really loose for summer, because I also don't want to be hot in the summer, and I also like really I don't love shorts. There's no other reason for
it. It's hard to buy shorts.
I hate shorts. I think that they're like really uncomfortable.
I also think there's something like very sexy about the overall, in that it's like, it's kind of like, it's not showing too much, but like if you wear a crop top under an overall, that's like a hot look, because you're like covering a lot of skin that is like it's the perfect skin to cover, right? It's like everyone's shoulders look great. Like, bring them out.
Totally.
Like, have fun.
Shoulders, arms, like the little, like, midriff, but like only the side.
Only the rib part. Yeah.
I'm also imagining, and I don't know what kind of like guy your husband is, but like, I always imagine that like my husband's like, oh, those overalls look big on you. And I'm like, I'm not getting dressed for you. Like, he's not like, oh, yeah, wear tight clothing, but I'm like, women think this look is cool. That's who I'm doing this for. Me,
I think,
and all the women.
I had like a real, so before the pandemic, I was very like, I only wear black. I only wear basics. I never wear anything fun, right? Like, it's easy. It makes me feel good. It's like cheaper. Mm-hmm. And after the pandemic, I've like become a little wild in that I'm like, my goal really is to look like someone's middle school art teacher. Like, I want to look like a little crazy. Like, right now I'm wearing a sweatshirt that says Bucatini on it because I'm like, this is fun. Right. Yeah. I'm like, why not? I'm trying to have fun. But this has led to a lot of like Trey being like, what is this? And I'm like, it's not for you. Don't look at it.
I'm not even kidding. The last thing I looked at before I went to sleep last night was a sweatshirt on Etsy that just said ravioli on it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I get it. I really recommend it.
Did you get that on Etsy?
I got this off of, oh, shit. I think cold cream.
Okay.
Maybe.
Wow, I'm just surprised.
I did like, that thing that I'm always doing where I bought it off Instagram ads.
Of course. Sure.
Yes, I got it off of shopcoldcream.com and it was expensive, but I love it. They also have one that says rigatoni.
Excellent. I started looking because I wanted a necklace that was just a piece of pasta. Like,
oh my God.
Like gold.
That's a great idea.
I know. I was like, I don't know why I haven't thought of this before. So I was looking on Etsy and I was looking for my favorite pasta, which is cavatappi.
Oh,
I think
great
it's like
choice.
The swirly. It looks like swirly. A slide. Yeah. And then I got into like the ravioli sweatshirt. So, okay, I'm going to look at this. That's very exciting. But yeah, there's something about this post-pandemic sort of going out more and just being like, I mean, look, we missed eight full seasons of fashion and style. And it doesn't seem like it now, but there will be a time probably in like 10 years where we'll look at something and be like, oh, that was very 2019.
Uh-huh.
And it feels like we're emerging in 2022 in our 2019 clothing.
Yes.
Because all of 2020 and 2021 are going to be like the sweatpants and sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm also sort of trying to get my sea legs on like, what kind of style am I going to be defined by this year? That's going to make the separation between 2019 and now apparent. I don't know that I know the answer, but I do feel like, oh my God, we have 2 years in between a time where like I would be getting dressed every single day.
Yeah, you can't like, and you can't know, right? Like, I think this is what's hard for me is it's like I came out of the pandemic and I was like, I had this whole breakdown because I was like, a lot of my clothes don't fit.
Yep.
And then I was like talking to my wonderful therapist about this, as one does. And I was like, Ariel, I'm having a crisis. Like, half of my clothes don't fit. Like, I don't want to buy more because I'm cheap. Like, what do I do? And she was like, babe, like, have you considered that maybe some of those clothes didn't fit you before the pandemic? And I was like, okay, one, rude.
Yeah.
Two, wow. Yeah. Like, a lot of the things in my closet I had for like 7 years. And so, of course, they don't fit me anymore, or they're just not even my style. And so I think I've been trying to kind of figure out like what that style even is now that I'm getting dressed again and like what makes me feel good. And I think what makes me feel good is things that look insane. So that's kind of what I'm leaning into is like the one shirt that everyone else is like, that girl looks crazy. But one girl is like, this is sick. I'm like, I'm dressing for you.
Yeah. Totally. I think I also just – you should try the clothing rental sort
of
situation.
Okay, I will.
I'll give you like a link. It's
please.
Just because it just – the commitment of buying something well-made and impractical is just something I cannot – Like, either I'm going to do like an impractical fast fashion purchase where I'm buying like a sequin denim jacket for $40, but I cannot be like, I'm spending $450 on this glitter jacket sequin that will denim last jacket. Me forever. Cause I'm like, I don't know that I'm going to want to wear this forever. So the clothing rental part has been like really cool in that, like, I have a new size and a lot of clothing is available in that size, and that's great, and I can just sort of start over. And then on the flip side of that, it's like the Old Navy stuff is great because they have my size. They
and it's cheap.
It's cheap, and it's like, right, you can wear the hell out of it. And like all of my most beloved pieces of clothing that I wear all the time are Old Navy, and I am proud of that. I'm 35. Who cares?
But the thing is, like, they're nice. And, like, I've worn the hell out of a denim jacket from Old Navy that I bought in high school that I, like, still looks great. And people are always like, where'd you get this? And I'm like, Old Navy, 2007. Old
Navy. Yeah, right. Good luck finding it. Okay.
Good luck.
I completely agree. I also just think that, like, we have a clean slate, you know?
Why
sometimes
not?
I still wear Crocs and a sweatsuit to the grocery store, and I don't really care.
Who cares?
But also sometimes I want to get dressed, but I'm not – I don't know what we're supposed to look like right now. I don't know what everyone's wearing. Like, I don't know what is trendy, and therefore I don't really care that much. And so I'm with you in that, like, all I want to do is just wear the stuff that I like.
Yeah. So a thing that I did that was in some ways a really bad mistake and in other ways really great for my mental health is that I got rid of my full-length mirror like maybe 4 years ago. And I was like, wow, now I just don't really know what I look like, which is sometimes bad when you're like, oh, I wonder if I look like I'm put on these clothes that don't fit me. You just can't know, right? You have to use your phone, I guess. But one really great thing about it is I've become much more focused on like how my clothing feels on my body versus like how it looks in the mirror. So like I started buying a lot. I bought one pair of pants from Big Bud Press.
Yeah.
Which is like they have, you know, you've talked about them before, I think. They have like very colorful, fun pants. And I bought one pair of them and I was like, oh, these feel great. And so I bought another pair of them and I do not know what they look like because I have not seen them in a mirror, but I'm like, they feel good. And so it's like, I'm trying to like move my perception of what I'm wearing from like, how will this appear to other people to how do I feel in it, both like physically and emotionally, right? So if I'm feeling like really cool in my white overalls, who cares if they look crazy? Because like everyone around me is going to be like, that girl seems like she's having fun, and I will be. That's what matters.
Love that. I was just going to say, what's your relationship like with the mirrors in your house?
I don't have any.
Yeah. I have a bunch of mirrors that are chest up.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah.
I have one, not full length, but like 3/4 length mirror that is also my like jewelry closet. Like it's a little jewelry armoire that has a mirror covering. And I'm remembering now when we lived in Cobble Hill, there was a door to a closet that was fully mirrored. It was it was a full mirror. It was right in front of the front door. And I was like, oh, this is great. I don't have to buy a full length mirror, nor do I have to make it take up space. It's already here. Mm-hmm. But it really kind of fucks with you.
Yeah.
And I thought about getting a full length mirror a few weeks ago even because I was like, sometimes I do want to take pictures for the Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
And I have really no way of doing it.
Yeah.
But I kind of think like it might – doing that could come at the cost of my mental health. And so maybe I just won't do it. I mean, it makes sense.
I'm constantly saying this, that I have like body dysmorphia in the good way.
Me too. Which is I'm like, I look insanely so good. And then I see a picture and I'm like – okay.
And like, I never realized this more than like at the gym where there are mirrors. And I'm always like, that's so weird. These mirrors must be distorted. This isn't what I look like because I only ever see myself from like the shoulders up in the mirrors in my house. And I'm like, I look great.
100%. And guess what though? That's all that matters. So like, who cares?
Because also nobody is as critical of you as like you and your mother are.
Yeah,
so like it's
Exactly.
Like, it's fine.
It's literally fine. I used to take dance classes all the time.
Oh no.
And but
that's
I would
some bad mirrors.
No, but I wouldn't go with my, I would take my glasses off because I could I could still follow.
Oh my God,
along,
you're a genius.
Learn. But then in the mirror, I looked like a mate. I was just like a moving blur. I was like a sexy moving blur. And then one time I wore my glasses and I was like, all right, never again. This is not okay.
Huge mistake.
It really right. It really gives you kind of this confidence of you only look as good as you you only look as good as you feel. So if you feel amazing, that is just going to come out. And that's what people are going to feel. But it's so true that no one gives a shit what any of us look like. I literally have never noticed anyone ever. So I think it's like amazing that I am also convinced that
everyone's
looking at me. Who fucking cares? Literally no one cares. No one's ever seen me before. And I, especially with like a mask, sometimes I feel like a combination of sunglasses and mask is like I am invisible. And I kind of like it.
My like long-term goal is to become an orb of light. Like this is my real goal is I just wish to be one shiny orb of light where like people can see me, but like not really. Sure. And the mask. So I have always been a like baseball hat outside girl because my skin is really pale and my eyes are like terrible. So I can't look at the sun. So I was always like hat, sunglasses, girl, but like hat, sunglasses, mask, you have never been closer to being an orb of light. Like nobody can see you. Yeah. And when they see you, they're like, is that a celebrity? And it's like, no,
I'm Irish. I'm not a celebrity. I'm just Irish. I feel the exact same way. I feel like no one can see me and no one's looking. And I think that it's been sort of this interesting experience where we've all felt that way at some point over the last 2 years where it's like you think also you remember sort of like how much communication you do with your mouth until you put a mask on. And like when if I'm going and doing something, if I'm at the farmer's market with like sunglasses and a mask on, I'm doing all of my regular facial cues and I forget that
nobody
no one can see me. Like I might as well just be giving them the finger because it's like no one, none of my face is showing. And
but
I love
this. This is nice. Like I was in the grocery store the other day and it was I don't know why, but the grocery store like overhead thing was playing Who Bestinks the Reason.
Sure.
And I was like in this, you know, as a grocery store does, I was in this aisle and I could hear that like someone around me was like full singing to Who Bestinks the Reason. But I was like, I don't know who this is because we're all wearing masks. And I was like, wow, this is a benefit I've never considered.
Oh,
that like you could just be just belting along. Who's gonna know?
Totally. Who's gonna know? You're just an orb of light singing.
You're just an orb of light singing
in the grocery store. I mean, that's really all I've ever longed for. I always just wanted to be a head in a jar, but I kind of like orb of light. I like that a lot.
No, because if you're a head in a jar, you can still get a pimple. That's no good.
Oh, so true. Okay, I'll.
If you're
I'll
orb,
to orb,
if you're
of
an orb of light, you're just like you know changing your color. And floating around.
Okay.
No mask.
Right. You make a great you make a great case. I'm looking now I'm like in this deep hole on Old Navy looking at like all of my favorite buys. So I want to tell you about the things that
Please.
I swear by and I want to influence you. Okay.
I love to be influenced.
Because I'm influenced about these overalls.
Tell me, what are you buying?
They'll go so great with the other four pairs of overalls I have. Okay, so I just
put them in your little overall section of your
closet. I'll put them in the overall hangers. So I bought these high-waisted. So just Google while I'm telling you, and we can
happy.
Look together.
Happy to. Okay, high-waisted.
High-waisted linen blend wide leg pants.
So no.
A very annoying thing about Old Navy is that the names of their items are too many names. There's too many words.
Yeah, that is too many names. I agree.
And a benefit of Old Navy is that they really do have a size, a shape, and a length for truly everybody. The negative part of that is that sometimes you cannot find the jeans that you bought that you love. And you're like, oh, it was definitely these. And then you're like, "Those, it wasn't them." So if anyone hasn't heard me give this tip before, if you're buying jeans from Old Navy, before you take the tag off, if you try them on and you love them, before you take the tag off, take a picture of the tag, take a picture of the
That's
name,
smart.
with the size, save it to your favorites folder. And the next time you go to Old Navy to rebuy the jeans, save yourself a lot of time, whip out that picture and find the match. Because I have done so many times where I'm like, I love these jeans. I'm going to buy four more while they're on sale. And I get four completely different styles of jeans. And it's like a whole thing. Okay. So these are the high waisted.
These are great.
These are, I wore these and I have decided this is going to be my summer uniform. And I bought them in every color. They have a drawstring tie, but it's one of the kinds that tuck inside, which I love.
Yes.
So you
looks
can,
fancy.
Yes, it looks fancy. And they also just look really nice and fitted. These are so comfy. This is
I'm putting them in my cart.
This is what you want. They're flowy. They're thin. They have a drawstring. They are light. They're good for summer. I bought them in every color. They come in like olive green and kind of a navy blue and a camel and a black, but they are so comfortable. I took my smaller size. So usually I'm in between XL and XXL. I took an XL and I thought it was a perfect size. So if you're ever, if you're in between sizes at all, I would go to your smaller size.
Go down. Okay. Good to know.
Okay.
These are amazing. So cute.
They're so cute. I also love
linen is like makes you feel fancy because it's like rich people fabric.
Yep.
And it's so breathable. So then all summer you're like, look at me. I'm just so cool.
I'm just breathing. And it just really breathing. Fits into the cottage Nancy Myers grandma core situation that I've
aesthetic.
I didn't know that was new. I feel like I've been doing that for a really long time, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad
we're all trying to get to Nancy Myers kitchen level. That's all our dream.
Yeah. We're like, if I buy enough linen pants, maybe I will have an island in my kitchen the size of my current home. And that's what I like to think. They are also, I'm not going to an office and I don't know that if you are, but
I'm not. No, but these look like you could wear them to an office.
I think you could. I really think you could. If you have a sort of like a casual office setting, or even if you're business casual and you wear a little bit of a fancier top and a fancier shoe, I think you could get away with wearing these to work.
Yeah, a little French tuck blouse. These are work pants for sure.
I agree.
Yes. Little pattern top.
Right?
So cute.
And like a little denim jacket. I just feel, and again, they're $40 on full price and they're 30% off. And they'll always be on sale. Just don't buy them full price. But I hope you're adding them to your cart. And I'm really excited.
I have added them. It's over for me.
The other thing that I'm obsessed with is from Old Navy, the Power Soft Performance Bodysuit.
Power. Oh, my God. I think I saw this and I was like, you know, it's like right on the line of whether or not I'm confident I can pull it off or not. So please tell me what is happening with it.
Let's talk about this. First of all, I feel like I've been singing this thing's praises for a long time, but allegedly two things happened. The TikTok teens like it now. So now everyone's buying it. Classic TikTok teen shit. And
Thank you, teens.
And Paige from Summer House, who I don't know if you watch Summer House, but she's a real sort of like in fashion influencer.
Okay.
She started wearing it and like that was really all we needed. So the biggest question I get about this, because I've posted it to stories a million times, is like, how do you wear a bodysuit?
Great question.
The thing is like, just think of it as a tank top and leggings that don't have any space in between them. So I mean, I just wear it the way I would wear. You can wear like a sweater or a sweatshirt over the top. You could wear a denim jacket over the top. You could wear literally anything over the top and no one will know that you have a bodysuit on. They'll just think it's leggings. You can really wear anything with it. It's similar to overalls in that like I find that a big deterrent sometimes when working out is if like I'm wearing a pair of leggings that I constantly need to be like hiking up.
Pulling them up.
Mm-hmm. And with a bodysuit, you don't have to do that. They're just on. And so, I think go ahead.
Can I'll answer ask you any question about this?
Literally ask me a million questions.
My first question is, before we started recording this, you and I both said that we have like a real large tit situation happening
large
here.
Large tits, yes.
What, are you wearing a bra with the bodysuit? Like what's the methodology?
So I don't, but I will say
that. Wow, love that.
I have very... And this was according to the woman I got. I got my bras fitted a few weeks ago. And she was like, interesting. She's like, you have very big boobs, but they're very firm. And I was like, thank you.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know.
What? You were like,
I know. I'm like, okay.
You were like, do you want a kiss?
Yeah. Like, are we married now? She was like, they're very firm. Because I was like, sometimes I don't wear a bra at all. And she was like, okay. And then she was helping me like tuck my boobs into this bra as you do. And she was like, your boobs are really firm. Like, they're probably not going to like bounce out if they're like up too high. And so in a thing like this, like compression ends up being my friend because they really just – my boobs just sort of are firm and they kind of sit high, which is a little surprising for my body type. They should be a little bit saggier too in my age. But look, I'll take what I can get.
Take what you can get,
Full disclosure, I don't wear a bra with it, but I can imagine that like – you might want to. It is a scoop back.
Yeah,
so whatever bra you're wearing, you would see. I could, you could wear like a sports bra. But I honestly kind of think of this as like wear a sweatshirt over it. This would be like a very good airplane outfit.
Ooh.
I see in a bunch of the styling pictures that women are just wearing sports bras under it. It's like, who cares? But like, I think it's just more like here's a very comfortable pair of leggings that happen to have. You know, a full
this
body.
Is great.
Yeah, I think, and I think also for flying, you want to be like as comfortable as possible without being the kind of person who's like looks like they're wearing pajamas. So, this kind of gives off like a very put together look without having to feel like you're wearing something constricting.
It's also like sporty, but not in a like intimidating level of sporty, where you're like. I also bought from Old Navy, classic, this, where is it? Let me see if I can find it. But it's like a tri-color little like short and pullover thing. And it like looks like knockoff Outdoor Voices a little bit. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Yeah, please.
Hold on. Of course, now I can't find this.
I'm looking, I'm looking for something too. It, is it like a... Is it like a
set? I bought this because I saw a teen wearing it on TikTok. And I was like, what is this?
I always get sucked into the teen trends.
I should have found this before I came on here.
No, that's
Sorry.
Okay. I love like searching the Old Navy website. Again, there's so much stuff that like taking pictures and saving bookmarks is your best friend in this situation. Because Old Navy.
Yeah, keep vamping. I'm going to get there.
I will. I'm looking at all the things. So yeah, I'm like putting all these things in my cart of like all of my most loved. The bodysuit's definitely there. I think if you're like nervous about the bodysuit, you start in black, you know?
Oh yeah, that's exactly the one I just added to my cart because I was like, black is safe and I know like it will look good on me.
There's like a lime green one that I'm like, all right, well, like let's work up to a lime green bodysuit.
Here's the suit that I bought. Its name is... Stretch Tech Color Block Half Zip Jacket for Women. And it also has shorts that match.
Totally saw this on the site the other day and I was like, oh, I love this. But where would I wear it? But where wouldn't I wear it?
Exactly. I bought the little English Ivy one. So it's like a teal and a dark blue.
Oh, I love. Yeah.
And I wore it to Lowe's yesterday to buy some things that I needed at Lowe's. Plants, they're very cheap at Lowe's.
Yes.
And I wore it and I was like the envy of, I felt like I was the envy of everyone in the garden section because I was wearing my little breezy matching outfit to pick out my plants.
Yes. There's something so elevated about matching your shorts and your pants to your tops. And it gives me... I know there was a time where like we weren't into that and it was like, oh, this is so 80s, but like I'm into it now and I feel very together. And when you can look put together but also be comfortable, like that is the key. And I think that the first thing to unlock is like match all of your comfortable clothing. Like buy the matching sweatshirts to the pants, buy the matching pants to the tops, like buy everything comfortable in matching because you will feel like you are wearing an outfit rather than putting on like sweats. Like I would wear this to like the mall.
Yes. I saw a girl at the coffee shop the other day who was wearing like what looked like fake cashmere pants and a like zip up hoodie. And I was like, this girl looks expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think her outfit was expensive, right? Like, I think it just matched. And so I was like, wow.
100%. When I started buying, I'm putting in a link to another thing that I love.
Please.
When I started buying like pleather leggings, that was like the biggest game changer ever.
Oh my God. I'm just gasping at this dress that you just put in our chat.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So this dress is the fitted rib knit midi cami dress for women. And it is, along with those linen pants, a summer staple. I love a dress that goes below the knee, but it has slits. So it doesn't look like duggery or churchy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It comes in really cute colors. There's even more colors than this. I believe that that's the other thing too. Like, I just clicked a link to the same exact dress, and it's like more colors. But like, what? Just put them all together. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. I see. There are lots of colors.
Yeah. There's pink. There's lime. There's olive. There's brown. There's orange. There's black. There's so many colors. Very comfy. I would wear this with a denim jacket because I wear everything with a denim jacket. And what I like about dresses and bodysuits and overalls is that it's a one and done. You don't have to think about a full outfit. That's just one outfit. And also with this dress, you could wear like a t-shirt on top of it and it could be like a completely different look.
I think that this would be a great a look that I love for summer is just giant denim shirt unbuttoned, just very large, or like very large white men's work shirt, unbuttoned. And I think that this would look great with that.
You can literally get every summer look that you're looking for at Old Navy. And then I'm telling you, this is not sponsored. I wish they would, but I really love
it. Old Navy, call us.
Old Navy, call us. We have ideas. But then you can get a little bit more fun, you know, outside the basics with like the rental stuff. Because I don't know.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I just have a hard time buying things that are expensive that are like for one event. And I canceled my Rent the Runway like on March 15th, 2020, because the writing was on the wall. But now I'm like, all right, it's time to go back to that because it was fun and it was easy. And I don't know. I just like can't believe I ever bought literally anything fancy.
And imagine this little cami dress with that expensive sequined jacket that we're using as an example. It would look incredible.
Right. We're all about mixing and matching high and low. Another thing, Old Navy really is hitting it out of the park this year.
What else?
Usually they have lots of great stuff, but this is the first year in a long time where I'm like, everything I have bought in a haul is like a win. Like there's nothing, there's no better or more stressful feeling than like everything you put on from an order being like, okay, yep, I'm keeping that. Okay, I'm keeping that. Okay, I'm not returning. Okay, so I fake spent the money when I placed the order, assuming I would get some back when I returned.
And now you real spent it.
Now I've real spent it. Exactly. Okay, so let me find it.
Please.
These are the absolute these are the absolute like biggest basics. They have a really good V-neck ribbed tank top this year.
Wow. Yes.
Okay. Let me find it. Yeah. First layer. I'm telling you, everything is a hit. I wasn't expecting it. Everything's a hit. Here, I'm sending you the chat.
This is dangerous.
I know. I'm going to make like a Canva, like collage of all of these things.
Great. This is a problem because all week. Oh my God. These are so cute.
They're cute. They're cheap. And they're like, You can get them for like $5 they're like $6 regular price.
Yeah.
You know, and they come in every color and they're ribbed and I love ribbed and they're really, really just pretty. And I love a V-neck. I know.
This is extremely dangerous to me. Mm-hmm. I've been like, I can buy whatever I want because I'm going on the shopping podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm like, wow, I'm on the shopping podcast. I should buy this V-neck tank in every color. That's important.
How do you think it feels to host the shopping podcast?
I think it probably feels great, and I'm jealous.
You know?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Actually, speaking of podcasts, tell everybody, while we're adding all of this stuff to cart, please tell everyone about Normal Gossip.
Oh, okay. So I host a podcast called Normal Gossip. We're coming back for season 2 in a little bit. I think we technically haven't announced it as of recording, but soon.
Wow, breaking news on the G-Thanks Just Bought It. Exclusive.
Breaking news. Normal Gossip is a show where we just take gossip from people and then we anonymize it and then I tell it to a guest. So if you have ever thought, wow, I wish I was a therapist so that I could know everyone's juicy details, just come on over. We're doing some real gossiping, some real hearing about some wild adventures. We're having fun, I think. We're having fun.
Really, really fun. Now, how do people submit their normal gossip to you?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Yes. We have a hotline. So you can call it 2679-GOSSIP. The voicemail box does cut you off at 3 minutes, but don't let that deter you. You can just keep calling back. Or you can just email it to us at normalgossip@defector.com.
I love that.
One of my true joys right now is logging into the voicemail box and it being like, this one number left 9 voicemails in a row. I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. And then do you know who's calling? I know you anonymize it, but is there any way to trace where the normal gossip comes from?
So the voicemail box tells us what your phone number is, but it doesn't tell us who you are, right? So theoretically we could trace it, but that seems like a lot of work and we're not doing that. Cool. You could also just make a fake email and then email it to us at normalgossip@defector.com if you aren't in the mood for talking on the phone.
I know you guys out there have really good goss, good stories, just want an outlet to talk shit about someone who's bothering you. I would encourage everybody to call in. Kelsey, here's my pitch. I would love to come on the show.
Please. Oh my God, thank you. I will add you to our list.
I'm obsessed with it. It's so fun. It's also just it kind of came out of nowhere. All of a sudden the show existed and everyone was talking about it. And yeah. I'm just very happy for you. It's really fun. It's very funny. The gossip is good.
Thank you. It's been wild because I wrote this whole book and it came out and I worked very hard to publicize it and it did fine, right? People read it, it's doing well.
Yeah.
But then you do a podcast about gossip and suddenly everyone is like, I sent this to my 9 best friends. And I'm like, wow, welcome.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's been nice, but it's been a real surprise and a bit of a whirlwind because it's been we're trying to still get our feet underneath us to make it work. And everyone is like, more gossip.
Look, I know.
Which I don't blame them.
It's actually me in my mask and sunglasses screaming more gossip just at the front.
From dozens of accounts.
Yeah, that was me. I've made a lot of emails. I think that's great. I think the biggest thing about having a podcast is that you'd be surprised at how forgiving, not forgiving, but how flexible your audience can be. And if you give a shit about what you're putting out, then you're able to be flexible about the content and the presentation. You can be like, hey, this thing was working or it wasn't working or we're changing this. And people are very, very open to that. It's funny, you're putting out a free show. Mm-hmm. You do get to a point sometimes where people are like, I didn't really for 5 minutes in the last episode, you talked about something that you talked about a television show that I don't really like. And I'm sort of disappointed that you talked about it because I don't like it personally. And I'm like, wow,
sorry.
And as a people pleaser, my initial reaction is Oh my God, I am so sorry.
Okay, no.
I did that to you. I know. But I know. I can't.
I've been thinking about this a lot because, like, there's a lot of pressure, I think, in all content that it's like, just make more, right? Like, yeah. The people listening, the people who can make money off of it, right? Like, everyone is like, what if you just made one of these four times a day and then everyone had one? And I just have been thinking about this a lot, that like the reason you make something like a podcast, which is like objectively ridiculous, objectively like kind of silly, is to have fun with it, right? And like there's so many ways to make the things that you're doing for fun not fun that I don't think we should do it to ourselves. So like if someone doesn't like the TV show you're talking about, like skip forward. You have a little 15-second skip button. Like, that's on you, babe. Just skip it.
Absolutely. Just skip it. Or you can just say, I don't think this is for me. And just move on with your life. To get an email being like, this isn't for me, used to send me, like, in a huge spiral. But then I'm like, why are you emailing me? Like, get a life.
Yeah.
Get a life.
I'm like, oh, my. I'm like, do you know that Taylor Swift song, I Bet You Think About Me? That's me with everyone who criticizes me. I'm like, oh, my God, you think I'm pretty.
You're obsessed like,
You're obsessed with me.
You want to get married. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, you're obsessed with me. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. You took time out of your day to email someone about a podcast you don't like. Wow, you're in love with me.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Okay, sorry. I'm not going to have sex with you. But, like, thanks for – like, I'm flattered, but, like – no, I can't.
Terrible negging. Try harder.
Exactly. Send me more emails. I would love that. I'm putting in one last link. This I have not tried this yet. I haven't tried it on, but you said oversized denim shirt. And now I'm looking at this and I'm like,
ooh. I love oversized denim shirt. Yes. Okay. I have this exact shirt, but from like 3 years ago.
There you go. We'll see. There's a thing.
It never changes.
Never changes.
Perfect.
I love that everything is available from extra small to 4X, but I'm sad that this particular shirt right now is sold out of 2X, 3X, and 4X because this is
That's
the kind
rude.
Of shirt I would want in 3X.
Every
I
size.
I would want like two or three sizes bigger and just, I might even get two and bedazzle one. I'm feeling kooky.
One real Kelsey tip about denim shirts. If you're going to wear them every day, that means you have to wash them sometimes, which means you should never buy the light wash because you can just buy a dark wash every year and it will progressively become lighter over time.
I didn't realize that. Can you really tell a difference? Do they really get lighter?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I wear my denim shirts a lot, so that might be why, but like, yeah, I can look, like if I bought this shirt right now, which is the same shirt I bought a couple of years ago, it would be significantly darker than the one I own.
Wow.
Sometimes I see these shirts that I own, like on other people, and I'm like, that one looks different. And then I'm like, oh, it's because it's new. It's because I haven't worn it 30
That's
times.
True. Dan rolls up the sleeves on some of his shirts and then will like go out and spend a lot of time in the sun. And then when you roll them down, there's like,
they're darker.
They're darker. So I guess you're right. I don't know why I didn't think of that, but that's a good tip.
No light shirts.
No light shirts. I'm going to make like an entire collage board of all of our favorite Old Navy finds, but you did have one more item that you brought, not Old Navy related. And I saw it and I thought this is perfect for
what
G Thanks. Tell me about it, Kelsey. What did you bring?
Wait, which thing?
No, it's the
squeegee.
She can't even remember. It's the squeegee.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, it's the squeegee.
Oh my God. Okay. So this is like a really embarrassing thing about me that I'm going to confess on this podcast. And it
I'm
is
ready.
That I am like bad at doing chores in general. Like I do not really understand how to do them. And there has been a long learning curve for me to figuring out how to do chores.
Sure.
One of the problems I had is that I was always using like old cards to like scrape off dishes and stuff. Or like I would have stuff that I could use to scrape off dishes. I know.
What's an old card?
Like a like gift card or something, like some old like little card, like a little piece of plastic that I was like, this will scrape off my cast iron skillet.
Oh my God.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Listen, okay. I'm a little Wolverine raised in the forest. It has taken me a long time to grow up. So
I
then I started buying the like.
I'm sorry. I just love how normally and like just like matter of factly, you were like, I used to just use like an old birthday card to like scrape off my cast iron. Like, what are you, like, in a
not
frat?
Birthday card, like, I mean, a plastic card. But, like, but yes, I am in a frat of my own making.
Okay.
Bucatini frat. A just doing keg stands.
Yeah.
Whatever. I got, like, other squeegees, right? That was, like, a long time ago that I did that. I got other squeegees, but I never liked them.
Okay.
Because, like, sometimes you need, like, a firm edge to scrape stuff off. Right. And it's kind of hard to find like a good squeegee that does that, that isn't like, now I have a squeegee and I have a sponge and I have a scrub daddy. And now I have like nine things that are all in the like little over sink thing that I bought.
Yeah.
This thing I found, it's $11. It has a flat edge and a curved edge, and it has little like firm plastic bristles. So it will get into like the edges of your nice pots to get stuff out of there. And you don't have to touch it, and you can use it with a sponge, and then you just need two things in your sink.
I've never seen this before, and I'm the one that's in charge of the dishes, so this is really interesting to me because I will have to be the one that uses. I like that. So you use the bristly side. Mm-hmm. It's silicone, right? I mean, this is
yes. You use
like
the bristly side and the top side.
Okay.
So the top side you can use for like scraping things off your counter into your sink, or scraping things like out of your sink and into the disposal.
Okay.
And then the bottom side you can use to scrub. So it's double trouble.
I love that. Do you wear dish gloves when you do this?
Yes.
Stuff? You do?
I wear pink dish gloves.
Are you really anti like touching gross dishes?
No, I'm not against it. I just like, I think because I worked like part-time jobs in restaurants, I just got used to wearing the gloves.
Yeah.
And I always like the water to be really hot. And so if I have my little hands in there, sometimes it hurts me.
That makes sense. I never really got into the dish glove life, but like I also hate touching. Like,
okay. Yeah.
Dishes,
so I recommend this.
Yeah.
Okay. And also dish gloves, because then you're just like scraping away really easy.
This
no
is
problem.
So cute. It's so.
It's stupid.
It's so
I
cute
found
and
this,
it looks so functional.
I don't even know how I found this site. I just moved, so I've been like just buying a lot of random stuff.
Right.
But this site, I think I found it because they have like those mirrors that are really popular right now that are like wobbly shape.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like they're
shaped
kind of like amorphous blobs.
Yeah. Like
and
Memphis
it was like,
design mirror.
Exactly. And at the bottom, it was like our number one seller, this squeegee. And I was like, what?
And you were like, gotta have
it. And so I purchased it because it was $10. And I was like, a number one selling squeegee. I can't wait to find out what happens with this. Turns out what happens with it is it is so easy to scrape off your counters.
Oh my God. You know, this is genius. You know what I do to get all the crumbs off my counter?
Oh no.
I literally vacuum. I just.
That sounds great.
I mean, I just like take a vacuum and I'm like, I don't, whatever. Like, I'm just going to
vacuum
up the counter. It is fine. You know, sometimes when I'm wielding like a huge canister vacuum at the counter, I'm like, is there an easier way? And it seems like this could be an easier way.
Yeah. You just, well, at least then you can just squeegee it onto the floor and then vacuum it up, which would be easier.
That's true.
Than trying to get your canister vacuum up.
Ugh,
onto the counter.
I just hate cleaning. I hate cleaning.
I know, me too. That's why I'm like truly surprising myself by recommending this cleaning supply, but it's because it has reduced the number of like sponges on my sink, which was a true battle for me.
Yeah, I think that there's something to be said just for like enjoying the cleaning part. Like I like to tidy. I don't like
yes,
to
me
clean.
Exactly.
I just don't like cleaning. Like sometimes I'm like, oh, it's so gross. I'm like, well, yeah, that's why you clean it. But I'm like, well, it's so gross. I don't want to clean it.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get into a big hole of despair. And I also have like very bad clinical depression. So this is part of why like my cleaning skills are not as high as they should
Same.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like sometimes you get too far in the hole and you're like, oh, no, this is.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even
things
know
are about
where to
be
start.
Very hard to clean. Yeah.
And
this makes me feel clean because you could just wipe up, you like squeegee all the shit off your counter. And then you're like, okay, at least the counter is clean. Now I can deal with the dishes.
It makes a big difference. I actually had to unfollow an influencer the other day because her house was so white and perfect.
Too white.
And I was like, this is making me feel bad about myself. And the only New Year's resolution I had this year was – if something online is making me feel bad about myself and
that's
I have
great.
The
Good resolution.
Option to not see it, I am going to put it in a place where I cannot see it. Because why
that's great.
like, I don't want to look at someone's beautiful, like, oh, I opened the drawers and like, here's everything labeled and nothing's sticky and what? There's no crumbs. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I understand that like the internet is a, you know, a fake. Highlight reel and it's fake. And I get that like the amount of work that it would take to make my house look like that is not, I'm not willing to do it. And mm-hmm. I know all of that to be true, but I would look at this person's feed and it would be like every day she's like disinfecting her sink. I do like a nice vinegar,
what?
Baking soda, whatever, like maybe once every like week and a half or 2 weeks or whatever. But like every
that's
day
a lot.
She's like, I know. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I unfollowed her. My life is better.
Yes. Also, like, I know what your house looks like because I follow you on social media and I know what my house looks like. And both of us have too much stuff to be that clean. Like, you cannot be squeaky clean. Everything's white. If you're also I have 500 knickknacks that I'm obsessed with. Like, you have to pick a lane. And the lane I have chosen is mild stuff. Dust.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my lane is like light film. Like, that's where I'm at.
It's fine.
It's fine. Shh. I'm not willing to give up my stuff. I really like it. I know that, like, you know, the personality-less places are very fun to look at on Instagram. But I also can't imagine. They're not really that fun to me anymore either. Because I'm like, I don't like it.
I also just like, and like the amount of glasses of red wine I have spilled in my life, the amount of like bottles of red wine I've broken in my life is not like, I'm not ready for an all white house. I'm never going to grow up to that level.
No, like, no, I have.
It's white, not happening.
I have white bedding and that's about as much as I can.
That's
commit.
Brave.
It's really brave.
You're brave.
I have white bedding and that's about it. And I don't think I can go any farther than that. Like, I have three animals in this house and me and another human. And when everybody is like at their peak moment of like
chaos
vibration, it just feels like a lot is happening. Like, the dog's going, both cats are going, I'm going, Dan's going. I'm like, well, sometimes I'm like, okay, this is the weekend, I'm going to get rid of all this stuff. And then I don't want to. I like my stuff.
I make this joke all the time, but it is actually true. When the like Marie Kondo stuff was very popular, I was like, oh, great idea. I bought the book, right? I read it. I was like, here I go. Time to get rid of all my things. And the first chapter of the book is like, hold everything in your hand.
Does it bring you
joy? Does it bring you joy or do you use it every week? Right? Yeah. Like, those are the two things.
Yes.
And literally everything I picked up, I was like, yes. Yes. Like, I got rid of nothing because I was like, I love everything in my house. I love having little things. Yes. It's nice.
It's fun. I like it. I wish, you know, maybe my house could just be bigger. Maybe that's the issue.
Yeah. Like, that is the problem.
The Marie Kondo thing presents a very interesting problem, because if you go into the Marie Kondo method in a bad mood about all your stuff, nothing will bring you joy, because everything is a bigger part of a large thing that's not bringing you joy. So it's really hard to look at things individually. And I know that her whole thing is like, don't think about how you have 90 t-shirts. Just look at this one t-shirt. But I found that kind of impossible. So I just didn't.
Yeah. See, I did that. And then I was like, I love each of my 90 t-shirts equally. My children. Right. And then I put them all back.
Have you ever had the experience of like finally doing a purge or, you know, the donation bag of things that you have not thought about, looked at, touched, they're gone. Yeah. And then a week and a half later, you, for some reason, you're like, oh my God, I want that thing. I gave it away.
Yes.
And that's the thing that scares me.
I'm like a low key hoarder.
Same.
In that I'm like, I like to have things, but also I'm like, if it has any history for me that is
so
pleasurable, I'm going to keep it.
Yep.
And also if I think it could create a nice memory for me in the future, I'm going to keep it. So like, I had for years this like sequined, speaking of sequin jackets, this like sequined silver jacket with a fringe.
Ugh.
Ridiculous. Ugh. Absolutely ridiculous thing that I bought at some like thrift sale for too much money.
Sure.
I kept it for years. And then when I was moving recently, I was like, okay, I have not worn this in 3 years. I'm going to send it to my sister, who has like much more extravagant and exciting style than me, and she'll wear it all the time.
Sure.
Not 2 weeks after that did I get invited to a party where the dress code was suggested to be like sequins. And I was like, I have made the biggest mistake of my life. And the lesson I took from this is to keep everything. So
keep everything. Look, we are now at a point, Kelsey, where like all of our really old, gross going out tops from 2004
are about to make
mm-hmm. big bucks on Poshmark. And so now I'm like, why did I get rid of all my Forever 21 tops with the little like bejeweled cleavage? Because I could have been making, they're like the Beanie Babies of our time, where I'm like, mom, I'm going to be a millionaire from this Forever 21 top I bought in 2004. But like,
I think about that
all the time, about all my baguette bags that I don't have anymore.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
I had a whole box that I took to college with me of like butterfly clips.
Oh. Yeah.
Right? Because I was like, these are funny. I like them. Like, I'm going to keep them. And then when I graduated from college and moved across the country, I was like, I'm not moving these butterfly clips. And now, a million years later, I'm like, well, seems like I should have kept them.
There's also a market for like influencers who are buying all this stuff to make TikToks. I could have been selling my like Vera Bradley or my my
Vera Bradley,
you know, my coach, whatever from high school, like,
your Michael Kors
my
bag,
Kors bag, like really, truly. But you know what? It's like hindsight is 2020. I used to yell at my mom because I'd be like, why don't you have any like cool clothes that I can wear from the 80s?
Yep.
And my mom's like, why would I have thought that you would want to wear, you know, my acid washed denim skirt? And I'd be like,
okay,
I can't believe you
I would
didn't
take it
think.
Now.
Exactly. She's like, I was like insulting that you gave birth to me and didn't immediately think I should save my acid wash.
Yeah.
Denim
I mean,
skirt
this is,
for her.
But this is the good argument for your t-shirts because like I remember my mom had a bunch of like oversized like John Mellencamp and Prince t-shirts wore when I was a kid. And she just like got rid of them. I'm like, Tracy,
Tracy,
that could have been me.
Fuck?
I could have been wearing an extra large, like I knew him when he was Johnny Cougar, John Mellencamp shirt, and everyone would be so jealous of me. And instead, I cannot.
I know. It's really wild. It's real, real wild. So now I'm like, I should save all of my leggings because you never know who's going to want these Lululemon leggings in like 20 years. What child is going to be like, I want your look, it's 2022.
During the apocalypse.
Yeah. It's 2022, like, which means technically anything before 2002 is now considered vintage, which is crazy.
Wow, that's
my Tiffany
kept my
heart
lava lamp.
My Tiffany heart bracelet. Yeah, exactly. I should have kept my inflatable chair, all my Delia's clothing. I mean, really.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah,
your zip off pants.
Yeah, my right. Exactly. My zip off track pants and my do you remember the like the beaded stuff's coming back now?
Oh, I know. I keep seeing like
really crazy.
People wearing like beaded bracelets and I'm like, I know how to make all of these.
Yeah, I know all of the good lanyard stitches. Like just right. Time to open an Etsy store. Kelsey McKinney, I'm so happy that we got to do the show, that we got to go through all of our Old Navy favorites together.
Me too.
I'm excited that you're no longer using plastic cards to scrape food off of your counters.
Just growing up.
Yeah, we're just evolving. again, you guys can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you listen to podcasts. You can buy God Spare the Girls wherever you buy books. Do you have an indie bookstore you want to give a shout out to that people should buy your book at?
I love to recommend bookshop.org because it supports indie bookshops and it ships everywhere. But whichever one's closest to your house is my favorite indie bookstore.
Oh, I love it. Okay, perfect. And tell everyone where they can follow you on social media.
I am on, I think, every social media that exists at McKinney Kelsey. So consistent across the board.
We love consistent branding.
We love to be old online.
Yeah, old online. I know. Kelsey, I could have talked to you for like 9 more hours. You'll have to come back.
I know. I have like 18 different things.
I know. You have a whole list. We'll have you back. We'll do it again. Thank you so much for coming. And we will, of
Thank
course,
you so much for having me.
Link to every, you are so welcome. We will link to everything from Old Navy on social, in the show notes, and the Umbra dish squeegee. It all comes together. We're all growing up. And if you're a little low-key hoarder, don't worry. You're in great company with the two of us.
Come sit by us. We're talking shit. And we're keeping everything.
And we're wearing overalls. And we'll see ya. We'll see you next week for another episode.
You just listened to another episode of Gee Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the Gee Thanks Instagram at Gee Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the Gee Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. GThanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our GThanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/GThanks and friends.